Hey guys, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for tuning in today. I have a special guest for my video today to help me with today's title, which is how do you make the hardest decision of your life? This is my brother Gary. Say hi, brother Gary.
Hey guys, how are you?
He's an older brother, Gary. I know he doesn't look it, but anyway, he just flew in this morning. Boy, are his arms tired. Well, he's here in Colorado for two reasons. One, to come to the ranch retreat, but he's in here 2 days early. He's coming to the ranch retreat this weekend. He's staying 2 days late. He's like a guy who doesn't really give a crap, right? And why is that? Because he just made the hardest decision of his personal and professional life that he's ever made. And today I want to talk about how to make the hardest decision. And I want to tell you, I want him to tell the story. What was the hardest decision that you had to make?
Well, after 40 plus years of working in the sports medicine world as an athletic trainer and then going back to school, becoming a physician assistant in orthopedic surgery, it wasn't doing the same thing for me. I was not getting the passion, wasn't getting the rewards from it. Lots of avenues that just weren't giving me the same professional satisfaction that I needed. And I decided, made the choice. There's some things that prompted it, but I quit. I decided it's
How
time.
How long were you thinking about quitting?
Probably 10 years.
10 years. The hardest decision took 10 years to make. And so what was the decision? You walked into your boss's, the doctor's office and said?
I said, you know, things just aren't working. I'm not happy. Walking up the stairs every Monday morning is harder and harder. It's time for me to make a decision that allows me to freeze me up to start doing things that I want to do for people, for myself, and to become better from it, not letting it drag me down.
How many days ago since you made the decision?
8 days.
8 days. How do you feel right now?
Absolutely relieved. Like a huge boulder just fell off my shoulders. That boulder just missed my foot, and now I'm in the position of now what? Because now what? I don't have an escape plan or a plan to move on other than now I'm free to start exploring what I really want to do. And I've got ideas, and this has helped me.
Maybe moving to Colorado and
playing with horses.
Being my horse guy. He's been volunteering with horses over the last year, too, in Maryland. And he's gotten really interested in the whole horse thing, which is why Chief is here with us today. I'm messing with his microphone, so excuse us. The point here is that when you have a really, really tough decision to make and you're agonizing over it and you're analyzing it and you're paralyzed by it and you wake up every morning and you just pissed at yourself for not making a decision, wish you could make a decision, you need more data, you need more reassurance, you need more certainty, you need something. Sometimes you get to a place to where you know that no matter what happens after you make a decision, you're going to be able to figure it out. And we talked about confidence. And I asked you, do you have some level of confidence that no matter what happens, you're going to somehow figure it out?
I do. This release that I got from this decision has let me freed up my mind to consider options, consider things that I'm good at, things that I want to do. Once I got past that block of just going through the same motions every day, it's amazing what it frees your mind emotionally, spiritually, up to be able to do.
Yeah. And there's a book that Henry Cloud wrote, Dr. Henry Cloud, called Necessary Endings. And in this, he says that in life, sometimes we have to deliberately allow bad things to end before any good things can come and take their place. And this is a leap of faith sometimes. But one thing I know for sure is when men make a decision, they create momentum. They create, what do you call it, kinetic energy, momentum, I said, movement. Whenever you make a decision, something breaks loose in you. It could be fear, right? Fear, it's a good motivator for a lot of guys.
Absolutely.
When you make a decision, all of the sudden things move. So it could be in your relationship, something you need to say to your wife, something you want to say to your boss. But staying quiet, mulling around, living in fear, and fearing the worst possible outcome is almost always worse than making a decision. Because I say no decision is permanent, except sometimes suicide, and most of the time we screw that up too. That's a joke. But so make a decision. You always can make another decision. My business partner, Tim Way, just got back from a vacation with his ex-wife and daughters. He made a decision to get divorced, but he still is seeing her. They slept in a king-size bed. They're having a fine time. One thing, Mark Dresga, one of my coaches, said that the decision to divorce is no more an indicator than the end of your life or marriage than the guarantee of a wedding is lifelong love. Every decision you make just requires another decision, and that's my message for today. When you have the toughest decision of your life to make, make your next best decision. Move into it boldly, and then see what happens. That's it for today. Take care. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.